Yeah, the firefighter, give Mr. Olive, call Riley, Tommy Medra. My doctor, Chatos, Bain Tommy, Bain taught any clique that is fit to become Tommy Medra, that was set aside for Mishka, Moshe of America, for laying down on, sitting down on, or riding on, that the dinit, that Kalender and Miyuchel and Mishka, if Azav or Zav or Anita would sit or lie down on them, they would become Tommy Medra, they would become an Avetuma. All those Kalim are Madaf Lechata, whether they're Tame or Tar. Meaning to say that somebody who has been Mitar himself to be involved in the Mei Chata for the Paraduma, if he would move one of these Kalim that is Miyuchel and Mishka or Moshe of America, he would become Tame. It doesn't make a difference whether those Kalim actually became Tame or whether they're still Tar. This is a chumrah that the Rabbanan were machmer, a stringency that the Rabbanan decreed that somebody who has been matar himself to make chatas, if he moves the keli, that it's possible to become tamei medras, even if that kli had not yet become tamei medras, it's still tar, that person would become tamei. This tumah is called madaf, and the Mephorshim explained that it's a tumah kala, a very light tumah, as it's only a chumrah, the Rabbanan, and it comes from the lashon of kol ala nidav, the voice of a shaking leaf, meaning to say, just like a leaf when it shakes makes a very slight noise, so too, this tumah is a very slight tumah. It's only a chumrah, the Rabbanan, as the kli did not actually become tameh, and even so, a person who has been mitar himself for the mechatas and moves one of these kelim, even if he does not come into direct contact with it, would become tameh, even though the kli is tar. For Adam Kayeshiba, and somebody who has been mitar himself for the mechatas, that moves a person, even if that person is tar, the same thing would be true, that the person who had been mitar himself for the mechatas would become tame. This again is a chumrah d'rabban. Kol harai li tame tmei meis. Bein tame, bein tar. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, ain't no matter. Any kli that is fit to become tame from a tmei meis. In other words, a kli that is not meyuchad l'shchiv, that's not set aside for lying down on, or sitting down on, or for riding on, that such a kli would not become tame medris, but it would become tame from a tmei meis. It would be makaba other tumas other than medris. Such a kli, whether it's tame or tar, Rabbi Eliezer says, there is no din madaf about this kli. About such a kli, the Rabbanan were not machmir, that somebody who is mitar himself for the mechatas that moves this kli would become tame. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbanan were only machmir to be mitame tumas madaf by a kli that's roi to become tame medris, to become an avatuma. But a kli that's not ready to be makabal tumas medras, only ready to be makabal other tumas, the Rabbanan were not geyser tumas madaf, and therefore somebody who has been mitar himself for the mechatas that moves such a kli would not become tumas. Rabbi Yeshua Omer madaf. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. He holds the Rabbanan were geyser tumas madaf on a kli that is ready to become tumas from its main mate, even though the kli is not ready to become tumas medras. Even so, Rabbanan said that somebody who has been mitar himself for the mechatas that moves such a kli would become tame, and it doesn't make a difference whether the kli that he moved was tame or tar. V'chacham aimrim hatame madaf v'hatar eino madaf. The chacham make a distinction as to whether the kli had become tame or whether it was tar. According to the chacham, if this kli that's fit to become tame from its main mate was tame, in such a case, Rabbanan were machmir and were geyser tumas madaf, that somebody who had been mitar himself for the mechatas that moved such a kli, even if he doesn't come into direct contact with it, would become tame. But if the kli is tar, in such a case, the chacham hold that the rabbanon were not geyser tumas madaf. Only by a kli that's fit to be makabel tumas medras would the rabbanon geyser tumas madaf in such a case that the kli is tar. But a kli that is not fit to become tumas medras, the rabbanon were not geyser tumas madaf when the kli is tar, according to the chacham. Tame, somebody who has been mitar himself to be involved in the mechatas of paraduma, and he touched a tumas madaf, he would become tame. Now we spoke out in the previous mission that tumas madaf means a very light tumah, something that's not really tame, but the rabbanon were geyser that it's tame, and the rabbanon were very machmer by mechatas. They decree certain tumas that don't apply elsewhere. And in this mission, we're talking about a different type of tumas madaf than we discussed in the previous mission. In this mission, we're talking about the tumas madaf of the El Yono Shel Zav, meaning to say that it's in it that a Zav that lays down on a bed, even if there are 10 blankets underneath him, the lowest blanket would become Tamei in the same way that the blanket that's right underneath the Zav would become Tame. That is a din to Araisa. That a Zav that lays down a 10 blankets, they all become Tame Medras, even though the bottom one did not come into direct contact with the Zav. And the Rabbanan were guys that even in such a case that there are 10 blankets on top of the Zav, in such a case, all 10 blankets would become Tame as Rabbanan were guys there. That you shouldn't confuse the blankets underneath him with the blankets on top of him, so therefore even the blankets on top of him would become Tame, even the uppermost blanket that did not come in direct contact with the Zav would become Tame Midrabbanan. And this mission is saying that somebody who has been matar himself to be involved in the Mechaka that touched the upper blanket, he would become Tame. Even though they didn't, but the upper blanket is only Tame Midrabbanan, and even Midrabbanan is not Mitame a person, it's only Mitame Ochlin and Maskin food and liquid, but by Mechaka the Rabbanan were very Machmer. And they decreed that the upper blanket, even though it did not come in direct contact with the Zav, and it's only Tamei Rabbanan, if somebody who's Tar L'chatos would come into contact with that blanket, he would become Tamei, and he would have to be retire himself again before he gets involved with the Mechat. Lagin Shalchata Shanaga B'madam Tamei. If the flat that holds the Mechat of the water is going to be mixed with the ashes of the Parah Tumah, and that flat that holds the water came into contact with the Madaf, with the Oyono Shazav, the upper blanket, that did not come into direct contact with the Zav, that flask would become Tame, even though, as we said, that blanket is only Tame Mirabanan, and even Mirabanan is only Mitame Ochlin or Maskin, it's not Mitame Kalim or an Adam. Even so, by Mechatas, Rabbanan were Geyser, that flask would become Tame, and you would have to be Mitai that flask before you use it for the Mechat. Hatar Lechata Shanaga, Ba'ochlin Umashkin. Somebody who has been matar himself to be involved in the mechatas, and he came into contact with food or liquids, biyado tame. If he came into contact with it, with his hand, he touched the ochel ha'maskin with his hand, he would become tame. Even if the ochel ha'maskin were not tame, they were tar, even so he would become tame. As we give that ochel ha'maskin a din as if it's tame, this is a chumrah by mechatas. As a din, that ochel ha'maskin that are tame, somebody who wants to eat truma or kodesh, or Kabanos, if he comes into contact with Ochel HaMaskin or Tame, his hands would become Tame. He would have to wash his hands, but his guf would not become Tame. And somebody who wants to be involved in the Mechatas, there would be an extra stringency that his guf, his body, would also become Tame. It's not just his hand would become Tame, but his body would become Tame as well, even though Ochel HaMaskin are not normally Mitame a person. But this is a Gzera D'Rabbana, that the Ochel HaMaskin are Mitame the hands of somebody who wants to eat Truma or Kodesh, and the whole guf of somebody who wants to be involved in the Mechatas. And there's an extra stringency by Mechatas that even when the Ochel HaMaskin are not actually Tame, they're Tar. Even so, when somebody who has been retiring himself for the Mechatas come into contact with the Ochel HaMaskin, even though they are Tar, his hand and his entire group would become Tame, and he has to be retiring himself again to be involved in the Mechatas. Uberaglo Tar. But if he came into contact with the Ochel HaMaskin, not with his hand, but with his foot, in such a case, he would be Tar. The Rabbanan were not Machmer in that case to require the person to be Matar himself again, since he didn't come into contact with it with his hand. He sitam biyado, Rabbi Shua Matame, Vechacham Matar. Somebody who has been Matar himself for the Mechatas, that used his hand to cause Ochel HaMaskin to move, even if he didn't touch it directly with his hand, according to Rabbi Shua, that person would become Tame, while the Chachamim are Matar, as according to the Chachamim, since he did not actually touch the Ochel HaMaskin, even though he caused it to move, the Rabbanan were not going through in such a case, and he would be taught.